There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11, 11 listeners.
This is really geek.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the unique geek.
And welcome to day 15 of the Unique Geeks Na Pod Pomo podcast series. So far, I think I've only missed two. Lee's on the call. How many have I missed?
Well, I thought it was only one, but I am on a business trip right now, so I've missed a couple of days.
Yeah, I think I missed one over the weekend. Sir, how many did I miss?
Oh, you rat bastard.
I think you missed two, but I find it interesting that Lee's on a business trip. That must be what got Elliot Spitzer in trouble, right?
I hate you so much.
Going across state lines with the...
That's how they get you. That's how
the
they...
madam or the mistress.
You know what? You two should talk. Both of you two should talk. Mister, I want to set up my appointment at 4:20.
What? How often is it that you get an opportunity to set up an appointment at 10-minute intervals?
Yeah.
I thought about setting up for 4:40 or 4:50,
but it was
the first
just
one that was available was 4:20. Someone already had 4:10.
Uh-huh. Keep it up, old man. Keep it up.
Yep.
Do not soundboard that, John Liddell.
Well, fortunately, there's so much background noise that there's only a slight possibility I can get that out of there, the background noise. So.
And I do apologize for the background noise to anyone who's listening. I am actually calling in literally from a business trip, and I'm in a coffee house in the farthest corner I could get away from the music, but it doesn't work.
Coffee house? Like Amsterdam coffee house?
I've never been to Amsterdam, so why don't you explain what an Amsterdam coffee house is like, and then I'll say yes or no.
Well, I've only heard the legend that is.
Let's just say that he goes there at 4:20.
At 4:20? Yeah. No, not like that. I'm in the great Northwest, where coffee house means really good coffee.
Now, Let me ask you, is it actually an independent coffee house, or is it a chain?
I came into an independent coffee house.
Good call.
Yes, I did. And which is why they also sell beer and wine here. And unfortunately, they have PBR.
Oh, that's awesome. And why haven't you bought any?
I will not have any PBR. You know what?
Why?
Let me explain something. If I am drinking a PBR, folks, I'll tell you right now, it means I've been kidnapped and I'm begging you to save me. Have you seen me end up with a PBR in my hand?
Oh, come on.
Oh, no. It's, PBR sucks, man.
It's
better than hams.
What it is.
It's cold piss? What?
It's beer that you can get for $3 a six pack.
Okay.
Again, I say it's better
what
than hams.
Schaefer?
Oh, don't knock Schaefer. Don't you dare knock Schaefer.
I am not. That is my birth state. I will not knock Schaefer. The beer you can have when you're having more than one. I will not knock Schaefer.
Now, what state is Schaefer beer from?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, see? Because when I think of Pennsylvania beer, I think of Iron City.
Oh, no. Schaefer and Carling Black Label.
What part of Pennsylvania are you from?
I was born in Lewistown, Pennsylvania, which is near Harrisburg and State College.
Oh, so down Central PA.
Yeah, Central PA.
All right, because my mom was born in just outside of Pittsburgh, and I still have a lot of family in North Central PA.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no. I'm in the area where I'm in the poor area where Carling and Schaefer came from. Go with that. That's who started that kind of stuff.
Well, and I also think of Rolling Rock out in Latrobe.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Rolling Rock, though, honestly, is it's not as good as it used to be.
It's good training wheels beer.
I would agree, yeah.
It's so, even the regular, I mean, they didn't used to make light. They didn't used to make rock light for all you kids uh-huh. listening to podcasts that are drinking Rolling Rocks right now. They used to just make Rolling Rock and
all you 24-year-olds.
Yeah. When you were learning, you know, when you were learning to like beer, Rolling Rock was a good starter beer.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I would agree. The thing about Rolling Rock, too, is the thing about Rolling Rock is it also doesn't hurt too much. So if you have too many when you're very young and don't know better, it's not going to kill you for long the next morning. It's going to hurt, but it's not going to kill you.
Right.
Which is good.
Yep, it's for a non-light beer, it's the most light-tasting beer I've ever come across, I think.
There you go. And, John, I do have to say, this place has PBR, and then on one of the lower shelves, they also do have Delirium Tremens. So, and Duval. So,
oh, sweet.
Duval, but, however you pronounce that. So,
but how do you guys look over Yingling?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like it's the oldest brewery in the United States.
Now it is. The oldest American owned brewery.
Okay, well, okay. Yeah, qualifies.
InBev went screwed.
And I gotta be honest. If I'm going through the grocery store and I'm going to pick up some beer, I'm probably going to pick up Yingling and I'm probably going to pick up Red Stripe.
Let's see. I'm looking it up. Yingling is. Established in 1829, right when Prohibition was starting.
Mm.
Or no, sorry, that was 100 years before Prohibition.
Wait, that's 100 years before, yeah. That would be the 1900s for Prohibition. Try again. You want a history
Here's
major.
Your history
you are,
podcast,
you
ladies
major,
and gents.
You,
what is the, hold on.
John, you were a theater major, weren't you?
Anheuser. Yes, I was.
Okay. Yes, you were.
Anheuser-Busch Brewery, right?
It might be Adolphus Busch.
Right. Well, I'm gonna look it up on Wikipedia and see what they say.
Because you know, Wikipedia. I knew you were doing that, and that's because we can say this together.
Wikipedia
is always
right. Beginnings. According to this, it was 1860.
Yep.
So
no,
earlier
Yingling
than.
Founded. There.
Founded. Anheuser-Busch was actually founded in 1852, incorporated in 1875, the brewery, which became Anheuser-Busch, was purchased from the brink of bankruptcy by Abraham Anheuser. Prosperous German-born soap manufacturer, you know.
Because, you know, soap and beer, that's what goes together.
And Adolphus Busch actually was his son-in-law.
I had just seen a thing on PBS recently about Prohibition, and they mentioned Adolphus Busch, how he was Anheuser's son-in-law. He was instrumental in keeping... alcohol legal as long as they did by creating a German Brewers Association, a great lobbying group, and then they just they lost control after World War One because everybody started to hate the Germans.
Yeah, that kind of happened.
Interestingly, the reason why they are so prevalent, I was going to say popular, but I mean, I suppose they are popular too. Was they were the first to use artificial refrigeration and refrigerated rail cars, and the first to bottle beer extensively. So that's why they were able to ship it across the United States, and they became known as according to Wikipedia, they became known as a premium beer because of that. Now, at the time, the term premium applied to all nationally distributed beers. So that doesn't mean that it was actually quality. It just meant... And I suppose... You know what? I bet you back in the day, Budweiser was the bomb.
I bet it was a completely different beer.
Yes.
Well, that's the other thing is, too. you got to remember, historically, when people were making beer, or when you were in your little village making beer, or your township or whatever, somebody was making it out of their back room, and it was, you know, it was one step probably above formaldehyde. And so, you know, and it didn't blind anybody. That meant you could keep drinking it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think
you got
beer...
to the point where you had, like, the Yingling and the Budweiser and the other things like that that tasted like, and it was a constant. The other thing about that is that the beers tasted different. When you made one, it was like, okay, this one's good. I make another one, it really is bad. I make another one, it's really bad. So then you were starting to get something that always tasted the same, and people liked that.
Apparently, someone a train is stopping behind you.
Apparently.
What is that whistle?
I keep hoping it'll stop. This is here's the problem with going to an independent coffee house. They actually cook their own food and they're making noise.
Oh, they're actually making actual coffee.
Yes, and so I'm going to put you on mute. So keep going.
No. I actually want to ask you a question about the coffee house, since this is
listening.
The beverage talk of edition of the Unique Geeks, not Pod Pomo. Whatever. Yeah, issue. Yes. Thank you. What did you order?
I ordered an Americano, and I ordered their cheese plate, which had homemade crackers, which were really, really good. And cheese that I have no idea. I had a cheddar, I have something goat, and I have something that tastes a little Parmigiani Reggiano thingy. I don't know. It's a little harder. No, I'm sorry. I had something that was more Swissy.
No.
The good thing is, though, they put whole almonds on here that they warmed up before they gave to me.
Now, question.
Okay.
Do you often pair cheese with coffee? It seems like a very bad pairing.
I often do, yeah. It doesn't bother me too much. It has fruit, too. So I have fruit and nuts and crackers and cheese.
Huh. I can only go...
I have a glass of water, too. So I ate most of the cheese, drank the water, and then I'm kind of sipping the coffee now.
Okay. I can see that. I mean, because normally with coffee, I can only drink some sort of baked good. Or eat some sort of baked good, rather.
Oh, okay. Well, I also want to give a shout-out to Starbucks. Thank you, dear God. They have come up with a skinny eggnog latte that I can drink now, and I am so happy I can't stand it. Since we're doing beverage talk, I just want to tell Starbucks, thank you so much, because I know they listen. I know they have this podcast on through the corporate headquarters.
They likely do. I would imagine anytime the word Starbucks is mentioned, they have like this their own personal web crawler. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to tag it with Starbucks so that they know. Just help them out a little bit, you know. I don't want them wasting too many petaflops on trying to find us. What do you normally eat with coffee, Serve?
Well, I'm all in favor of giving Starbucks.
By the way, Serve and Lee are joining me tonight, but go ahead. 16 minutes in.
Just like another podcast I know. Yeah. I was going to say yay for Starbucks because I'm a shareholder. But also, if I drink coffee, which is pretty...
I'm not just a patron. I'm an owner.
That's right. It's pretty uncommon for me to drink coffee, but some of the lattes heavy on the cinnamon are pretty good. I actually prefer, if it's a national chain, I prefer Caribou Coffee, but I never get it down here. It's something that they had a lot of up in Minneapolis.
They have one in Atlanta, too, as you were
Yes,
well
they have one
they
in the
have
mall
many in
there
Atlanta.
At Dragon Con,
yeah.
And that's where I get – sometimes I will get a coffee there. That's where I got all of Dr. Jen's coffees this year.
I personally cannot – when I have Starbucks, I have to have I actually have to have one of their flavored coffees because I cannot stand their actual coffee. Their
really?
Actual coffee, it's so burnt. And you know, I don't know how much you know about coffee, but when you burn the coffee, you take the caffeine content out. So
that's just wrong.
So the they burn it, and the reason why they burn it is because they ship it all over the place, right? So they want to be able to keep it as quote unquote fresh as possible. And the more you roast it, the darker the roast is, the longer it will stay because there's less, you know, it's basically like anything else you burn. There's less to go bad. So if I have to go for a national chain, I will normally, and I have the choice, I will go for Dunkin' Donuts because they actually, if you look at their beans, they're a lot lighter, which means they have not been burnt, A. B, what do you call it? They have more caffeine. Now, the trick there, though, is that Dunkin' Donuts, if you get a bad batch of Dunkin' Donuts, it's probably because it's been sitting there for too long. And if it sits too long with the lighter beans, it'll burn easier. And it'll get that
scorch.
Burn. Yeah, exactly. Whereas with Starbucks, you can actually sit there for longer. Again, they're able to keep it fresher, quote unquote, because of the fact that they've already done the whole burning process in the roasting process. You know, it's funny too because the things they talk about being French roast and things like that, the French don't have their coffee burnt either. They like it light. Anyway, go on, Lee.
Well, I was going to say, as I am also a Starbucks stockholder, but because, you know, I know somebody that buys a lot of coffee, and therefore I know that that'll never go out of business. But the other thing is, now Starbucks has a new, because I get their emails, has a new roast coming out that is a lighter roast. So I'm wondering if that's going to help you with that kind of burnt flavor, John.
Well, yeah, I don't mind. I like light roasts because, A, there's more caffeine, and I actually think there's more flavor. Because think of it, I mean, it just makes chemical sense. When you take something, let's say you take a nice piece of steak and you burn it, there's no taste left. All you taste is the char.
Yes, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Right. So if you, the less you, I mean, especially even if you've seasoned it. So like if you've marinated a nice piece of steak for a long period of time and then you throw it on a grill and burn it, you're not going to even taste that marinade. In fact, actually, marinade will make it worse. But if you just grill it just enough, then it will, you know, you'll get all those flavors. And I actually believe that you, at least in my palate, that's where.
And I feel this kind of goes back to the beer thing, which is, if you think about it, I mean, what you're wanting in anything you drink, whether that's beer or coffee or even tea or even wine, if I know I'm getting something, I want it to taste like I want it to taste. And I want it to taste like a beer. I want it to taste the same. It doesn't matter if I get this bottle today and that bottle tomorrow. So I think that's the other thing, too, is that you also try to find things for your taste as well. And that's what we do in coffee and especially that. See, I don't think Starbucks tastes burnt. However, I will also say that I grew up with my mother who would leave coffee on all day long. So I'm not sure I could tell you what burnt coffee really tastes like. Because I grew up, I think, on burnt coffee.
Yeah, you know, and I was just looking this up, and I've said all of that, and I could be wrong. Yeah, in fact, I'm not sure exactly how they do this, but it's definitely a stronger brew. According to various sites I've found, and they all seem to come up with the same number, Starbucks coffee has 320 milligrams of caffeine for 16 ounces versus Dunkin' Donuts, which has 206. So it has almost 100 milligrams of caffeine more per 16 ounces. Now, I think that has more to do with their bean than it does with their process. Because, again, I will go back and it is, and I'll find the facts, but I do know this for a fact, that the more you burn something, the less of anything it has.
Well, do understand. I mean, Starbucks, especially many of their roasts, brings in a lot of different beans. They bring in very specific beans, so that may have something to do with their average caffeine count as well.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, okay, how does roasting affect caffeine content? Depends on how you measure the caffeine. When caffeine's roasted, beans lose some of their water content.
Yeah, you know what? You are not like Serv and I. You're the one that goes out and runs and stuff and gets high from that. It's Serv and I that need the coffee.
Wait, so what was I getting high from versus
you
versus
like
Serv?
Any of it.
By the way, I do want to thank both of you for putting in the caveats that you are stockholders so that we have full disclosure. And somebody doesn't sue us and claim that
we're... I'm a Starbucks stockholder because, you know what? There are certain drugs that are legal and certain drugs that aren't. And as long as caffeine is legal, Starbucks will do perfectly fine.
Okay.
I picked up Starbucks because Dr. Jen suggested it, and it's been a great investment.
All right.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So here is what we're saying, how this works out. If you measure coffee using a scoop, you will have less caffeine per cup using a dark roast coffee. If you measure your coffee by weight, you will have more caffeine per cup using a dark roast. The difference one way or other is smaller than buying a cup of coffee. Coffee is measured by weight. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so if you... dark roast...
Yeah, oh, my God, this is about math, isn't
okay,
it?
No, because,
oh, God, now we're getting into the geeky part. Okay.
Okay, because if you think about it, when you burn something, it loses mass, right? It gets rid of the water, gets rid of... so it's going to weigh less. So a burnt bean is going to weigh less than a dark roasted bean is going to weigh less than a lightly roasted bean because it has been exposed to heat less. Okay.
You're nuttier than a fruitcake. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you understand? So that's why you would actually have more beans if you're measuring by weight. You would actually get the content of more beans based on weight because never mind, forget it. You guys got anything else to talk about? Because I think we're about done.
No, you need to put that in a diagram and put that with this podcast up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, by the way, if anybody listens to this and just thinks I'm completely nuts and that I should go take a leap, go ahead and email me at serve@...
Ba-dum-bum.
You can, of course, reach me at John, J-O-N, at theuniquegeek.com.
I want to put in a plug for a podcast soon.
Sure.
I want to hear all about the Serve wedding. I want to hear what the Serve wedding is going to be like.
I don't know if he wants to go into that.
We'll see. I'll consider.
We'll see. I mean,
depending on how desperate I get.
I just want him to consider the idea.
I only have 15 more of these to go. I'm halfway done. This is the halfway point.
I am a big girl, and I love to hear about weddings.
What?
We'll see.
Okay.
What?
All right. Lee, do you have anything else to plug?
Serve,
do you have anything to plug?
Lattes right now is a big one.
What did you say? Latte what?
Eggnog lattes.
Oh, okay.
That's my big skinny eggnog lattes at Starbucks. There you go.
All right. Serve, what do you got to plug?
Nothing.
Lee, where
we can... Get Justice. Go listen to that. We're on there sometimes, too.
Lee, where can people find you?
LeeBC on Twitter, and then I'm also, as Serv just said, often on Weekend Justice.
Cool.
On needcoffee.com.
And of course, you can follow The Unique Geek at The Unique Geek on Twitter, @TheUniqueGeek
and
on Twitter.
Serv,
yes.
What's your Twitter name?
What's a Twitter?
Sounds dirty. All right.
That's the way I like it.
Only 15 more days of these, and then possibly episode 100 of The Unique Geek.
What?
Maybe.
Impossible.
We'll think about it.
No, I thought we had to reboot before we did 100.
Yeah, we're going to start back at zero, and then we'll get to 100 eventually. Hey, Lee.
Negative countdown.
Lee?
Hey, John.
Thanks for joining us, but prepare to mute.
Okay.
All right. Until next time, I'm John. saying goodbye for all the guys over at the Unique Geek. Be sure to check out the listserv and blah, blah, blah. Listen to this lady, this very nice lady at the end of this podcast, and she'll tell you how to get a hold of us. Here you go. Over to you, Missy.
This has been a production of the Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow the geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.